I lift you up. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you Almighty God. Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy today.
Holy, holy, holy,
Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
How many know Jesus is the life giver?
Blessed be God.
Oh, God, He gave me eternal life one day. Thank you, Lord, when I fell on my knees and prayed.
Jesus.
I was dead in trespasses and sins. I was alienated away from God, separated away from the Lord of heaven.
Jesus.
And I'm glad the Spirit of God began to deal with my heart and pull me. I'm glad He showed me my condition, my lost condition. Did you know you had to see your need before you could call on God? How many in the house can say, I come to that place, Brother Tommy, I saw my need. I felt my need. I needed God in my life. Holy, 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 holy. My daddy told me, he said, honey, he's for many, many different times he told me, he said, I never realized I was lost. Never thought about it one time. He said, it was a man that worked the midnight turn back in the mines. Daddy worked way back in the mines, 7 to 9 miles back under the hills of West Virginia up in Logan County. And he said, I came in to work one day and I had my helmet. He said, I came in and they had the entrance of the mine, said he was roped off. And said, I seen white helmets standing around. He said, I got my dinner bucket and I walked up and said, I asked him, said, what happened? And the boss said, Junior, said, you know the job that you was on, you worked back in the mines. And my daddy said, yeah. Said the man that worked your job on the midnight turn, said the roof caved in and said crushed him and killed him right there. Daddy said, when they got all that analyzed and all of it out and everything, Daddy said, I took my lunchbox and he said, I went, got in that little rail car and you had to sit real low, you know, because the height of that wasn't very high at all. And he said, I rode back 9 miles back under the hills of West Virginia. He said, when I got there and got on that machine in that area where I was working, he said, I seen the place where they had, that man had got crushed and they cleaned it up. Daddy said, for the first time, honey, he said, I realized, what if that was me?
That's right.
What if that was me?
That's right.
What if it caved in on me? And Daddy said immediately he started thinking about his soul. He just talked to himself. He said, where would I spend eternity if I died and left this world? Children, I'm telling you, we've only got one chance to make it right. One pass through this life to make it right. Daddy said he got out of there and he was thinking about his soul. Oh, Lord, he said, I went to church and gave my heart to God. I'm telling you, children, there's a heaven to gain, and it's a beautiful place.
Right.
Jesus said, in the Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Yes.
I'm telling you, there's no pain in heaven. Oh, God. There's no pain, no tears, and no crying up in heaven.
Come on.
No hate, no wars, no bloodshed. No little children being abused in heaven. It's a place where Jesus is the light of that city. It hath no need for a sun or moon and stars to shine in it, for Jesus is the light. How many could say He's the light of my life, Brother Tommy? He's my light. Oh, praise be to the Lord. Oh, God, I'm glad. My daddy, I remember he had two strokes. One stroke he had when he was 91 years old, sitting in church, sitting right here. He had a major stroke. Mary was sitting two seats behind him. All of a sudden, daddy went to the side like that, and she thought he fell asleep. She ran up there to wake him up, looked at him, a major stroke. All the whole left side, his mouth was drooling. Like that, it was sideways, his eyes was glassy, didn't even know he was in the world. We gathered around and prayed for him, called an ambulance to come and get him, hauled him up there to St. Mary's Hospital. And by that time, people got on their phone. They was a texting everybody and saying, Brother Tommy, his daddy had a major stroke. He was paralyzed completely on his left-hand side. He couldn't feel nothing, paralyzed. Everybody got to praying. Brother Jason Painter closed up the church, and he ran up there. They had Daddy and Mary was back there in the room with him. I'm telling you, God still hears, and he answers prayer. Raise your little hand. I'm glad that he heard me one time when I was desperate, when I was in need. Holy Lord, in him is life. It's life everlasting. I tell you, you need to get that life on the inside of you, that blessed hope. Brother Jason walked in there, and I was on one side of Daddy's bed. Mary was on the other side of Daddy's bed. Brother Jason walked in there, and all of a sudden the feeling came back in Daddy, and he raised his hand, and all the feeling came back, and he said, well, there's Brother Jason. Praise be to the Lord. I'm telling you, if you need a physician, Jesus is a healer. How many knows that here today? He heals the mind, he heals the body. Thank God, he heals the soul. How many's had the Lord to touch you and to help you? Oh Lord, I took my daddy to the doctor, to his heart doctor. Daddy was real hard to hear. The doctor looked over at me and said, it's just a matter of time. Said his heart will throw another blood clot, and that'll be the end of him. 1 year later, I was down there to visit Daddy. He was on the back deck. And I walked over there, come around. He was sitting on the back, and I walked up to him, gently just waking him up. He had a little candy bar right there, and he ate about half of it. And he was laying right there on his stomach. I said, Daddy, I come down to see. Oh, Lord, and I remember. So, oh, Lord, you see, I talked to my daddy there. Oh, what a conversation. He said, honey, he said, I am ready to go and be with Jesus and to see your mommy again. Praise be to the Lord. I got ready to go. Daddy got up to hug me. Now, if you know my mommy and daddy, if you walk in the house, you get a big hug. And when you get ready to leave, you'll get a big hug. I got ready to get to go. Daddy's feeble little short man, 92 years old. He pushed his up. I said, you don't have to get up, Daddy. I went over, being over like that, and wrapped my arms around him. He kissed me on the left cheek right here. And I tell you, the tears was welling in my eyes. I drew back like that. Daddy looked, his eyes was blue like mine. He said, honey, he said, I'm ready to go be with Jesus and to see your mommy. And I never will forget it. He said, I love you more than I could ever tell you that I love you. He said, but I'm ready to go to heaven. And this is what got me, Brother George. He looked me in the eyes. He said, honey, he said, I want you to be with me. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss it. Raise your little hand. This is the life. Oh, Lord, it's in this life that we have to get ready for eternity. I don't have to worry when I lay my head on my pillow or not. I've got a better place to go to. How many knows when you're born again and when you're saved, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven? Thank God, I got a mansion awaiting on me over on the other side. Praise the Lord, mommy and daddy's over there. Hallelujah. Right now is the day of salvation. If you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Today's the day to get ready. I want you to know, if there's a God, there is a devil. If there's good, there is evil. Oh, Lord. And if there is a heaven, there is a hell. Oh, Lord. When the breath comes out of the body, and when you breathe your last breath, the soul will go into eternity. It will either go to God, or it will descend down in to the lower parts of this earth. Children, whether you realize it or not, hell is no myth. It's no joke. And millions are going out every day
across this world. I'm glad I made Jesus the Savior of my life. I'm glad that I called on Him one day and I said, Lord, I said, if You'll help me, I'll serve You. I want to make heaven my home. I gave Him my heart. I opened up my heart and He came in. I tell you, the Lord will walk in out of your heart and He'll save you.
That's right, bro. Come on. All right.
Hallelujah.
There's a door. You got to see your need.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
The door of your heart is, there's no knob on the outside.
Come on.
And how many times, you know, when we see our need and the Spirit of God deals with it, He talks to us. He knocks. He's got a gentle way of knocking. Mm-hmm. But you really see, you know, you need to make things right.
That's right.
You need Him. But I'm glad I opened up the door.
Yep.
And oh, what a Savior walked in.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, what a Savior.
Yes.
Oh, He's high. He's lifted up.
Come on, bro.
But He condescends and comes down to us lowly little creatures. He loves us.
Yes, yes.
No matter who we are, no matter the faults we have or the weaknesses we have, you might feel like you're unworthy and the devil says it ain't for you. But I know one thing, this drug addict fell on his knees a long time ago. God loved me with an everlasting love. He loves you tonight. Thank you, Lord. I've been to Mount Calvary. How many's ever heard? Wait, you heard about Mount Calvary? Have you heard of that old rugged cross? Have you in your mind looked back to Jesus when He died on the cross? He said, I'm a dying for you. I'm shedding my blood for you. I forgive, and my blood washes away every stain of sin. Raise your little hand. I tell you, the Lord is real, and He's a Savior, and He loves precious souls. Can I tell you that night on bended knees, the blood of Emmanuel, the blood of Jesus, God's Son, for He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall have everlasting life. I mean, He's glad you can believe on Him. I believe He's real. I believe heaven's real. I know it is. He's in the house.
Yeah.
There's a shepherd among us today.
Hallelujah.
He's walking. Jesus is a walking, making up His bride.
Hallelujah.
He's making up His jewels. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Jesus said, He said, that good shepherd, He laid down His life. He lays His life down for the sheep.
Yes.
When there's one,
come on,
little lost lamb, if there should be one sheep that's gone astray and out of God's way, the Bible said that good shepherd will leave the 99 safe in the fold.
Yes.
And He will go out into the mountains. He'll go into the valleys.
Lord.
And He'll look for that lost little lamb. He'll look for that lost sheep.
Yes.
Can I tell you, every soul, I feel Him all over me. Every soul is precious to God.
Yes.
And it's not His will that any one of these perish. Raise your hand. But His will.
Yes.
For anybody to perish and leave this world and die lost without God.
Yes,
he leaves the 99 and He goes into the mountain and He goes into the thickets of the valleys.
Yes.
And He's a searching for that little lamb.
Yes.
Are you that one today?
Yes.
Do you feel like your life has no meaning? Do you feel like you're outside of looking in? Do you feel like you're away from real true joy? Oh God, and real true happiness and real true joy. Do you feel like you're one that needs hope, that needs that everlasting life and the love of God? Are you that one today?
Holy, holy. holy, 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 holy,
holy,
praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Holy God.
Have your way, mighty God.
Holy, 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 holy.
The Bible said he goes after that one until. Say it with me, until.
Yes.
God don't give up on people like we do.
That's right.
Come on.
Jesus will search you out.
Come on, bro.
He'll walk right down your road. He'll travel your road. He'll visit your house until he finds you. And rest assured, when he finds you, you will know it.
Come on.
You will know it. Come on, I feel the Lord here today with nail-scarred hands outstretched, saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your soul. Come unto me, Jesus is saying. And when he finds that little lost lamb, when he finds that one little lost sheep, that individual that thought it wasn't worth anything, I want you to know your life today's worth something. I said your life today is worth his blood. God sent him down to you to save you.
Yes, hallelujah.
Holy,
holy, glory, glory, glory,
glory. And when he finds it, until he finds it, and when he finds it, God's got a way of speaking.
Yes.
Come on, bro.
Holy Ghost has got a way of dealing. It might be through a mommy, a daddy, a brother, a sister, the preacher, and I'm the preacher. But God's got a way of dealing and speaking.
You are right. Come on.
Listen, in times like this, you feel the Spirit just settling.
Come on. Oh, yes.
It's here.
Holy.
And when he findeth it,
holy, holy.
He picks it up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holy
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Man. What? How many wants him to pick you up?
Come on, brother. Come on.
Pick me up out of this world, God.
Come on, brother.
Out of its sin.
Glory be to God.
Pick me up out of this messy world. Give me something to live for. And he layeth it across his shoulders.
Yes. Yes.
I can see him coming back with that little lamb and that sheep across his shoulders. And he comes back with a big smile on his face and he enters into the sheep corral. He walks into the fold.
Yeah.
He sets that little sheep down. He said, now you're safe. Hallelujah, safe in the fold. You know what he does? And shepherd looks at others and said, rejoice with me. That little lamb, that little sheep that was lost is now found. Rejoice with me. It's safe now. Safe in the fold. I'm glad I got a better place to go. Woo! I love you, brothers and sisters, in this house today. I'm telling you, God is really, really real. Oh, Lord, where the saints of God are is when the Spirit of God comes down. There's hope inside of them doors. And I tell you, Jesus is the door. And he's a calling for people to come in. Come in. Ye weak and ye labor wand. Come in. There's joy and there's salvation.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Glory.
Have your way, Lord.
Holy Lord.
Hallelujah.
Have your way, Lord.
Holy Lord.
Holy God.
I'm just going to do what I feel. Brother George, come on. Sister Mary, come on up here and let's sing. What I've got will not fit this service.
Holy God of heaven.
Holy God of heaven. Praise be to the Lord. While they're coming, somebody want to testify in the house. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Can you reach your little hand to him right now? Lord, I need you more than anything in this world, God.
Hallelujah, I need you, God, I need you. You are important. The Lord's looking down in your heart right now. He knows your need. He sees your need. Hallelujah. Can I ask you, who wouldn't want him? Who wouldn't want this Savior? Who wouldn't want this shepherd? Oh, God, he's done me nothing but good. Hallelujah to God.
Because I still feel it, I know it's still flowing. Listen to the words. I didn't see the soldiers as they led him up the hill. I didn't hear the angry mob that demanded Christ be killed. It flows like a river from Calvary. 2,000 years later, it covers me. Yeah.
heaven, there's a hell waiting.
Yes,
there's a hell waiting.
Yes,
my pastor preached a sermon, my old pastor's already gone off. And I'm gonna get Brother Tommy to run off a bunch of CDs on hell. You listen to that sermon, it'll make hell a reality too. Because hell is real, and the Lord died, he suffered.
Yes.
Think about what he went through just for you. Just for you, just for me, just for everybody here. He did it because he loved you. And I tell you what, you don't need to turn him away. Today is the day of salvation. May not have another tomorrow. May not never have another opportunity to walk through those doors. None of us know, Sister Maria. But I know today the Lord is here. And brother, I know he wants to save the lost. It's not God's will for any to perish, but that all would come to repentance. A simple thing has come and said, Lord, I don't want to go to that devil's hell. I don't want to go to that devil's hell, but I want to go to heaven. And I tell you what, he'll be right there. He'll walk down that aisle with you if you'll make the first step. I promise you, I've been there. Some brother comments, I'm not going to go. I've been there when the Lord come looking and hunt for me. I've been there when he came to put me on his shoulders and brought me into the fold. I've been there. And it's the best thing I ever done in my life. If you'll do it today and turn it over to God, I guarantee you, I'll give you money. I'll give you $1,000 out of my own pocket if you don't tell me it's the best thing you've ever done. It's the best thing you can ever do, brother. Turn it over to the Lord tonight. It flows like a river from dark Calvary.
Your Bibles with you, would you turn into Psalms 5:1? Psalms 5:1. next few little minutes here.
Thank you, blessed Lord. Hallelujah.
The title of this lesson today is Learning to Follow the Lord. You have to learn His voice, know His voice. Learning to follow the Lord to have victory and salvation. How many can say with me, Brother Tommy, I cannot find my way alone.
Amen.
I can't do it, Sister Anita. I can't make it on my own.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
I need God.
That's right.
Yes.
If there was ever a time to wholly, completely follow the Lord and be in His divine will, in His presence, it's today, yes. Now. Oh God, verse 5:1, listen to David's prayer, a sincere prayer from the psalmist. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. Children, can I tell you that's the key today, is to pray and call on God?
Right.
It's the key. Yes. Verse 3, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. Right there where you're at, look down in verse 8. O Lord, in thy righteousness, because of mine enemies, lead me. Because of mine enemies, make thy way straight before my face. You may be seated. Make your way so plain to me that I can't miss it.
Right.
I don't want to miss this.
That's right. Come on.
Children, I've missed a lot of things in my life, and I'm glad a lot of it I missed it. But I can't afford to miss God.
No.
I need Him. Holy. What David was actually saying, Lord, I've got enemies. The devil, the Satan, the adversary of man's soul, would like to turn me aside.
Yes.
He, that devil, through the spirit of this world, would like to pull me out and draw me away from you, O God.
That's right.
He wants me in the path of this world. But I'm not going that way. I'm not going the way of the world. When Jesus comes and when He returns, the Bible said He'll descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God.
Right.
When He comes, and He could come any time, He's coming for His church.
Right.
His blood-washed church. He's coming for the redeemed.
Yes.
He's coming for the saved. Listen, when that trumpet sounds, and you've been born again and been saved, you've given Jesus your heart and your life, guess what? He'll call you up together with Him in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. How many's got that blessed hope? Jesus is coming. And I'm ready to go. What would it be, Brother Ronnie, to be left behind? Mary and I was, I don't know if she was with me or not, but that one time I was in Walmart, and I was going up and down the aisles, and there's a little old girl like this right here. She wasn't very big at all, and her mommy was a little bit down the aisle of Walmart there. I was over on the other side, and I was going down this aisle. And that little girl got away from her mommy, and she came right down through that aisle. Where I was at, little girl, I said, well, I thought, where's your mommy at? And all of a sudden, she thought her mommy was behind her. She looked around, her mommy wasn't anywhere. I never heard such screaming and crying in all of my life. Ah, mommy.
Come on.
Ah, mommy. Mommy come a running around into that aisle and got that little child by its hand and took her back. That's the way it's going to be. God, I feel him to realize that the Lord came and got the saints and got those that was ready and took them out. And I was left behind to face the Antichrist and to face a wicked world without God. And Lord, somebody said it'll be a numbing fear that you've never felt before to know that you lost out. Raise your little hand and say, God, I want to be ready.
I want to be ready.
Holy Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
I listened to a CD.
Praise God.
And on that CD, my mommy and her little girl going to church all the time. They kept trying to get Daddy to go. Daddy, would you go? Would you go? Would you go? And he wouldn't go. And it was like a rendition of the rapture that had happened. You could hear the music playing soft in the background. The man gets up. He sleeps in late. And he gets up the next morning. He looks over and his wife's gone. He goes over to where the little baby's bed. The baby's gone. I told Mary, I think what was just yesterday or so, I said, can you put a definition upon the word gone?
Come on, that's right.
It's over with.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. I missed it.
Come on, brother. Right.
That man went over to that little baby's bed. It's gone. He said, oh, God, she tried to get me to go to church. She tried to get me to go to church. Grace, the little baby, and my wife is gone. And I'm left behind. Holy, holy, holy. So, Lord, today, all God won. It's not hard to serve him.
That's right. Come on. Come on.
It ain't hard to give your life to Jesus. Say, here I am, Lord. I love you, and I know you died for me. I want to be your child. Can you say thank you, Jesus, for that love that looks beyond all of our faults and sees our needs?
Yes.
Holy God. Psalm 16 and 1, David prays. He said, preserve me. How many wants God to keep you?
Yes.
Keep me, Lord, from the evil of this old world that's all in its ungodliness. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. Thou wilt show me the path of life.
Glory to God.
In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Praise God.
Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
That's right.
Did you know today, if you're honest and you ask the Lord, he will lead you in the way he wants you to go.
Amen.
Amen. He'll do it.
Yep.
He'll lead you to church. He'll lead you to read your Bible.
Yes.
He'll lead you to pray. Glory, yes. Glory, glory in the serving.
That's right, bro.
Can I tell you there's keeping power going God's way?
Yes.
Hallelujah. The devil cannot lay his hand on you if you got the blood of Jesus over you.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about that devil as long as you stay with God.
Right.
The Lord will make sure you have victory if you'll obey him.
Right.
What we need is the leading of the Holy Ghost in our life in everything we do.
Praise God.
Listen, we need him in our choices.
That's right.
Amen.
Every day you wake up and your feet hit the floor, you will have opportunities. You will have choices you'll have to make.
That's right.
And decisions that each one of us make every day. What will you do? We have daily decisions. We need God in our desires. We need the Lord in our attitudes. We need you, Jesus, in our inward thoughts.
Yeah.
Our hearts must be sold out and yielded to him.
Yes.
Like the song says, lead me, Lord, I will follow.
Yes.
Fill me with your love and make me more like you. I don't know about you right here, but I'm glad that I know that I'm a child of the King and a child of God. Raise your little hand. I know, Brother Tully, I've got that feeling in my heart. I belong to Jesus. I belong to God. I belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm his child.
Hallelujah.
Can I tell everybody in this church today, the only way you'll have and maintain victory in your life is getting in the Lord and staying in his presence, walking in his way. Your enemy, the devil, does not want that. Now listen. The devil would like to fill you with everything of this carnal world and carnal life. He wants you to be worldly minded and centered on material things.
Yes.
He wants to get you away from God's holy presence.
Yes.
And he's got so many things he brings into our mind during the day and into our life to get our mind off of God and fill it with this world.
Yes.
We got to pray, children. We've got to pray. Yes, battles will come. The enemy will fight. You will have your problems, sicknesses, and afflictions in life. Trials will come. But there's salvation and keeping power in God. He'll keep you. Raise your little hand and praise him.